Call to order, Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Agenda item number two. Open forum. The council will allow Lincoln residents and/or Lincoln taxpayers to comment prior to the council actions on.
Recording in progress.
Agenda items. Individuals wishing to be heard by the council will be recognized by the council chair. The individual must identify themselves to the council by first and last name or business owner. After identifying themselves to the council, After identifying themselves, the speaker may make brief comments regarding items on the agenda that do not have a public hearing. The council chair may set a time limit on the length of public comment and or a time limit for individual speakers. Mr. Dill, front and center.
Good evening, town council. My name is Alan Dill. We are here tonight because a routine, predictable obligation has once again become a town emergency. An annual parade should almost never require a last-minute meeting. A recurring road closure should almost never appear without preparation. When something this basic reaches the council in crisis mode, it tells residents that the process behind the scenes is not functioning. Lincoln is not dealing with a single oversight. Lincoln is dealing with a pattern that has been visible for years. Residents' requests go unanswered, documentation is not reviewed, predictable tasks are handled only when they become unavoidable. The town reacts instead of planning. A government that operates this way cannot build trust because it cannot show that it is in control of its own responsibilities. A functional process is simple. It relies on calendars that are followed. It relies on checklists that are used. It relies on clear lines of responsibility so that recurring obligations are prepared in advance. It relies on communication that happens before a deadline, not after it. When these basic elements are missing, the result is exactly what we are seeing tonight. This meeting is not about the parade. The parade will happen. The community will show up. The veterans will be honored. The issue is the structure that keeps failing behind the scenes. When the town cannot manage its own recurring events without emergency action, it signals a deeper problem that affects every part of local government. The town of Lincoln, Maine has a huge credibility problem with structure, stability, and trust. It is the reality that appears when process is ignored. Until the town commits to disciplined planning, clear communication, and consistent follow-through, the confidence of our community will continue to erode. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dell. Thank you. By the way, I like your t-shirt.
Thank you.
Any other public comments? Anything from the council? Okay. Go on to agenda item three. Move to approve closing West Broadway from Bowdoin Avenue to Main Street and Main Street to Burton Street for a Memorial Day parade beginning at 5 p.m. on Monday, May 25th. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. All in favor? Any opposed? Passes 6-0. Is Steve on? If he is, I'm just going to know.
I don't see him on there.
Okay.
No.
I think he was going to save us from having to do a roll call.
Oh, roll call, yeah.
God bless him. Okay, and that leads us to agenda number four. Adjournment. Do I have a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?